She and her staff quickly became targets.
I have been the subject of a tsunami of negative comments on all of my social media. There have been negative, fraudulent reviews.
One social media user called Baldwin public enemy number one, and another commenter told the pediatrician to stop killing our kids with vaccines. Even though the overwhelming scientific consensus is that vaccines do not cause autism, 16% of parents with children younger than 18 say they still believe vaccines cause more harm than good.
One of the challenges we have in the era of the internet is there is really very little recourse.
Renee DiResta is a technical research manager at the Stanford Internet Observatory.
So what platforms have to be thinking about is what happens when the cost of physicians putting out statements to counter misinformation is that they themselves become the subject of harassment campaigns, of reputation-harming campaigns, of misinformation campaigns.
In recent months, Congress has grilled social media companies for failing to stop the spread of misinformation. And in a statement, TikTok said, "We remove misinformation that could cause harm to an individual's health or wider public safety." As for Baldwin, she says she's standing by her message.
I'm not taking my post down. I'm not going to be bullied into submission.